This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With Lance Pry.
Dozens of President Trump supporters converged on a vote counting center in Arizona as election staff continued to go through uncounted ballots. The protesters, some of whom the local TV station ABC 15 Arizona reported were carrying guns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd declaring, "We are not going to let this election be stolen, period." Arizona has been called by some media outlets for the Democratic challenger Joe Biden, who holds a 69,000 vote lead. Pro-Trump protests witnessed in Michigan and Pennsylvania, where Trump supporters called for vote counts to be halted, protesters in Phoenix have been chanting, "Stop the steal." Police in Portland, Oregon say the Oregon National Guard was called into the city to help police after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. In the interest of public safety, Governor Kate Brown, under the advice of the Unified Command, has activated the use of the Oregon National Guard to assist law enforcement, the agency said in a tweet. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Rhode Island is no longer known as the smallest state with the longest name. Voters in the Ocean State, formerly known as Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, approved a ballot measure to remove and Providence Plantations from the state's official name. Rhode Island's sole black senator, Harold Metz, in the wake of the George Floyd protests earlier this year, put the measure on the ballot. At the time, Metz called the name a hurtful term to so many of us due to the word plantation and its ties to slavery. Unemployed Americans want to know, where's the money? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his seventh championship.
That was a special day, and one that I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. Mm-hmm. And some of you might remember my hashtag was seven, and that was obviously trying to win a seventh championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and the Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the four eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship four drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
Maybe we should have listened a little bit closer when Joe Biden had kind of laid it out to everybody in saying that they had the best, they'd put together the best voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. So these are the same guys that did it for me and Barack, and we've got them in play. Maybe we should have taken notice. You know, it was so incredible that we thought, that can't be the case. Which anybody that's been anywhere close to politics and counting and poll numbers and the whole election process have found it to be quite suspicious. So I happen to be in California right now, and if you remember in the midterms, there were seven seats that were hanging in the balance, some by as many as 30,000 votes. And people went to sleep and said, hey, the Republicans have held the seat. Well, doggone it, don't you know, about 2 days later, 30,000 votes happened to be manufactured. And, you know, that seat, as a case in point, was turned upside down and went from red to blue. And, of course, a lot of this had to do with ballot harvesting, which in the dark of night, Gavin Newsom and the comrades got together and said, hey, we're going to allow for ballot harvesting. And there's many, many states around the country that do this. I want to bring in our constitutional expert and the president and founder of the Rutherford Institute, John Parker, who joins us now. John, this is absolute madness. I mean, we, you know, you and I talked the last time. I said, we're being set up for something here. And yeah. It just seems that this is really playing out even more so now. This is, I mean, this is for real. This isn't a joke. And this leads, according to your recent column, this gets us further down the road to a battlefield America that you've been, you know, sounding the alarm about for a long time.
Yeah, and I will say this: as long as I've been aware of what's going on since a young man, this is the worst I've ever seen in the country. I mean, I have never seen the disorganization, the hatred toward one another, and I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of that's manipulated by the government and by government officials and people who help work in the background of the government. Google, by the way, has for years been saying that they can run the system through artificial intelligence, and they're going to be doing it totally, they say, soon. So as we move in closer and closer to those kind of operations where you're having computers decide everything and someone from a central position in the universe, by the way, in our universe on planet Earth, deciding what's going on, I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult. So that's why I've really been pushing people to take over their local governments, push this stuff back, and start making our votes count. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the so-called Electoral College, which, again, I'm very mistrustful of that situation, too, because it seems like, you have Hillary Clinton part of the Electoral College for New York. You have to start wondering who in the world is running the show and start letting our votes count. I mean, the way that, and again, I've been in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, filing lawsuits and fighting it. And the way that people in Washington, D.C. view the American people, they view us as data bits now, something that can be manipulated and controlled. And if you believe the mainstream media, too, I'd be very, very careful about that. Yeah. And there's recent information surfaced again about how the CIA and groups like that work with most of the mainstream media, writing articles, advising them on what to say and all that. You have to be careful. So people, use your brains. Use the intelligence that God's given you. The other thing that I think is really important, I'm emphasizing this with people right now, we've lost our Judeo-Christian moral system in this country.
Amen. Amen.
And that's going to destroy us if we don't get it back. And that is loving our neighbors, getting together in groups and looking at the power system and saying, we're not going to do this anymore.
That's right.
And doing it nonviolently. What's freaky, though, a recent poll just showed that 65% of college students now agree that violence and looting is justified in protest, that they can do it.
That's sick. That is totally sick.
That's the reason why. And I talk to these students a lot, and they go, yeah, we want to destroy. We want to, you know, loot and kill, you know, whatever. And they're being taught that. That's not something they have professors actually saying that they should be doing that. This country could go into total chaos. So I'm telling people, I'm trying to prepare people in all my writings and stuff, get ready, get prepared, because you may be seeing some crazy stuff coming down the track, and how you react is going to be really important.
Without a doubt, and John, I agree with you, God being taken out of the public discourse, but that's, you know, that's what communists do. This is what socialists do. I mean, for some people, they hear, oh, you called me a communist. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you are what you do. And then going back to what you said earlier, two other points. Benjamin Franklin himself said it's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. And we have been given so much reason and so many reasons to question authority. This whole polling fiasco, I mean, we could do days of follow-up on what a mess this has been again. And this has been all manufactured. It's been purposeful. But the other thing, and this may be sounding a little too simplistic, and let's go back to the Constitution, and that has been how we've turned our back, in a sense, on our First Amendment right on so many levels, whether it's free speech, expression of our faith, that the government is not supposed to impede in any manner. But here it is. You know, we have been controlled by the language that we speak. We can't challenge authority. We can't even challenge one another without being sued and, you know, all kinds of other problems going on. I mean, it's just ridiculous where we are right now, and we're at each other's throat. Like you said, there's no basis for unity, and something has got to give. We see a little bit of this, but some of this is manufactured. I mean, something truly at the core and heart and soul. I mean, Joe Biden talks about, you know, the soul of our nation. Those are just words for him. He doesn't really understand what he's saying, you know.
I don't either. I mean, it shows you that not the smart, I'd say most intelligent people are running the government, to be honest with you. They're not running the government. That's where this idea of the deep state came when the FBI leaked that memo 5 years ago saying that there was this group called the 7-4 Group, the deep state, that runs things. And that's basically true. It's 585 billionaires, and a Princeton study showed that very clearly. We're ruled by an oligarchic elite who doesn't have very high view of the American people or the government. They want to control everything, and they are controlling it through the politicians in Washington, D.C. I've had former NSA agents tell me that same thing that have read my books and have met with me. They say the same thing. They say, John, it's worse than you thought. And what, this was the amazing thing. When I had one of the agents refer to the president as Oz, and I went, wait a second here. Why did you call him Oz? And he looked at me and went, have you seen the movie?
Yeah, The Wizard.
And I went, yeah. He said, that's the president. And I went, uh-oh. And but here's the thing is, what did James Madison say? We ought to mistrust all those in power, the guy who wrote our Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And that's the first duty of a patriot. And Thomas Paine said it maybe best. He said, it's the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government.
Yep, there it is. Well,
and
you know, our Constitution.
Patriot,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our Constitution opens with "We the People." That really, that's a commandment, really, John. When
that's
you think
a commandment,
about it,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one is "In God We Trust," not yes. "Government We Trust." In God We Trust.
Hey, we're breaking it down further, ladies and gentlemen, at the very, really, truly, the heart and soul of the issues that we're dealing with here in America, and why you're seeing the fruit of our patriotism on full display right now, and why we can't seem to count our votes. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
We're talking about a very narrow margin in these states that will invite litigation. So people that expect this to be over are truly deluding themselves. And believe me, this is going to make Florida look like a walk in the park if everything is going to turn on Pennsylvania.
Well, it's Jonathan Turley with his advice and what he's seeing that's going on when it comes to the legal angle, John Whitehead. We, as I said, we've been set up for this. Democrats have been saying for quite a while that they envisioned a military force going into the White House and removing Donald Trump. And people are, how could that happen? Why would that even happen? Well, wow, here we are today. The pollsters got it all wrong. We were all set up to believe that there was going to be this incredible blue wave that was going to take over everything. They got it wrong again. And meanwhile, what the Democrats have been doing in all these previous elections in terms of, interference, I mean, all this kind of kabuki stuff, we're all concerned about Russian interference. And I've been yelling and screaming, going, what about the domestic interference that's been going on? And you touched on a couple of light things. But I mean, seriously, what Zuckerberg and Dorsey and, what Google have been doing. I mean, Google's CEO, president on election night 2016 said this will never happen again. And this was Donald Trump being reelected. They were going to do everything. And just as you said, as AI continues to take over our lives in ways that we can't even imagine how subtle it is. One of the high tech guys said, Zuckerberg in the middle of the night can send out a tweet. There's no trace of it. And he can influence millions of votes with one little tweet and you wouldn't know anything about it. And you're going to tell me they didn't do this, especially during this election?
Of course they're doing it, but if you do the same thing, they will make sure you never get on Facebook again. And that's the thing. I mean, Facebook has taken down millions of posts in the last 6 months of people who object or disagree, and they don't want that. And like you said, Google, Facebook, they all work together. Mm-hmm. And they work together with the people who basically the bureaucrats that run the government. I mean, it's very difficult being a president today anyway because there are over 400 federal agencies. Right. So how are you going to run those things?
Exactly.
They have to have assistants here, assistants there, whatever. And, the government's gotten so big, and again, that's where I've been emphasizing, let's reduce the federal government, push it back, get rid of all these crazy taxes. The average American pays more in taxes than for food, clothing, and medical care in a year.
Mm-hmm. And, well, get ready with a Biden regime.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here come the taxes.
Here come the taxes. Mm-hmm. You're going to get, they want your money. That's basically all that they look at. So I'm saying that when you have someone, some of these people wanting the global government, such as Bill Gates and Zuckerberg, they all would like to have that in Google. They want the global government, and that's what they're pushing to move forward to. And they want control. And when you see all this crazy stuff that we're seeing, the pandemic, all the freaking out over that and stuff like that, and all the stuff that we're seeing across the country, we're going into total chaos. And I'm just telling people it's time to learn your Constitution, get into your local governments right now, clean up your electoral process. You can do it, but you have to stop watching 150 hours of television a month, which are the average American watches, and get active in your politics. Otherwise, they're going to turn you into a robot. Everything's going to go virtual. They would like to keep you in your homes, by the way.
Right.
They just feed you information. Information so they can control you. Whoever has the information source is the control. That's why I'm telling people, by the way, go to multiple sources. Don't believe what some talking head is saying. Go read some articles that contradict the talking head.
This is a time for courage, John. If America ever needed courage, America needs to come together, and we got to warrior up against this madness. Speaking truth to power and not having your voice squashed. I mean, one of the things I heard repeatedly on election night, which I thought was quite, because I'm a marketing guy and I look at these kind of things and look at key metrics that influence. And though you had, in Arizona, imagine a 96-mile car parade in Arizona. 96 miles, John, in support of Donald Trump. I mean, and so you had that going out. And then by the same token, you had people, as they're trying to do the analysis and why the pollsters got it wrong is because people were too shy, they were afraid, you know, to say that they were supporting Donald Trump. And there might be some truth to that, but you know that in any kind of a movement or a passage of a message or support, a lot of this stuff comes anecdotally, where your neighbor may say, hey, who are you voting for? Well, I'm voting for Donald. Oh, you're an idiot or whatever, or you know, and then you'll say, okay, I better not say anything. I don't know, I haven't decided yet. Oh, good, you know. Or I mean, you know, I might tell you I support Biden when, you know, he's the last person I would support, only because I just want to keep my neighbor quiet. I don't want to get into a fight with anybody. But because people aren't speaking that, then we have this, you know, this idea. It squashes, it suppresses the vote. It suppresses people's opinion in the public square. And a lot of that, I mean, they're going to look back. I mean, sociologists and people that do this are going to look back in this specific period of time and go, wow. Man, these guys were corralled like a bunch of lab mice by the mob.
Yeah, we're becoming mind slaves, okay? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's Operation Mind Control, and it's coming out of government hierarchy. But the other thing that I'm warning people about, too, the vaccine's coming, and they may have forced vaccinations.
Yes.
I think Biden's obviously would be in favor of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for that, too. I mean, they're going to be forcing people, probably, and pushing people to get vaccinations, and we do not know what's in those things. But a couple of top physicians have come out and said they're warning people about what may be in those vaccinations, artificial RNA and all that weird stuff, messing with your DNA. And
how would we know, John? How would we know what's in that stuff?
You're just going to have to read. I mean, some of the stuff that some of the people I'm listening to talk are giving some good information out there, but it's basically, there's going to be from aborted fetuses in some of the vaccinations. I mean, I've told people right now I'm not doing a vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you have bodily integrity? And that's one thing at the Rutherford Institute we're arguing for. We're going to be doing a paper pretty soon giving people an idea how they can resist these things. But we are human beings. We should be treated with great worth and dignity. Again, that's the Judeo-Christian concept
exactly.
of being a human being. Mm-hmm. We're not mind slaves. We're not data bits. We are people with great worth and dignity. And we're not slaves of the government. And don't do the Heil, whatever, Hitler, whatever you do to the government. Always mistrust government because what does the Bible say? People sin. They do bad things. How many times have you seen government officials, folks, violate the law over and over and over and over, locally, whatever, nationally, whatever? And but again, I think that the only hope we have in this country is Washington, D.C. is not going to listen to a thing you say.
Exactly.
I mean, we've got to get control of local governments.
Well,
local
John, we had people running for office that in the middle of running for office, they're having an affair with somebody. I mean, the moral breakdown and look at how many votes he got.
Oh,
I mean, amazing. You got Ilhan Omar. I mean, catch her group on tape, ballot harvesting. I mean, the one guy says, well, I got a car full of ballots here. And there's also evidence she married her brother. There's also election fraud that went, you know, back, you know, 2 years ago when she was elected the first time. And it's like, you know, she goes on and like nobody says anything. It just keeps on happening. Of course, she gets reelected. It's like, wait a minute, this is absolute madness that we are allowing somebody who, I mean, even like the Democrats, and just even on the surface, basically want to replace the Constitution with that 110-page manifesto that Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden agreed to. I mean, if you've read that 110 pages, you're going, what the heck over? And this is what America wants. I mean, forget about the U.S. Constitution. All of a sudden, Joe Biden, who plagiarizes everything, and Bernie Sanders, who we know only knows things that lead to communism. Oh, we want to follow their lead, right?
Yes. Mistrust all those in government. That's what James Mattis said, folks. Do that and you can have freedom.
Well, as you say always, and I've quoted you often, John, it's knowledge, right? It's all about knowledge.
Education precedes action, yes.
Amen,
education.
Amen.
Get educated, folks.
Yeah, get your hands on his book, Battlefield America, available at all the usual places. And, John, where can the folks go and support the efforts of the Rutherford Institute?
You can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org. Get signed up to get our newsletters and stuff. You know, you read them. And you know what we do, so we're trying to kick butt for freedom.
Amen. Education's power, ladies and gentlemen, it starts with each one of us. John Whitehead, thank you, buddy. Take care.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, it's important veterans with VA benefits take the time to research options to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage. Orlando Gallardo, a Vietnam veteran.
As a veteran, I appreciate that the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans are a nice complement to my VA benefits to ensure I am maximizing my coverage. I encourage my fellow veterans to look for a plan that complements VA benefits like Humana Honor.
Visit Humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
From weed to Arizona flipping back to red by Friday, USA Radio News' Tim Berg updates the general election 2020.
Marijuana initiatives were on the ballot in five states, and in all five states, marijuana won. Ballot measures passing in New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota, making weed legal for recreational use. Regarding the presidential race in Arizona, former Vice President Joe Biden does have a lead over President Trump. Regarding Arizona, Jason Miller is a senior campaign official with the Trump campaign. He believes it will stay red.
We believe that over these next couple of days, as these ballots come in and are counted in the state of Arizona, that we could be looking at potentially, as soon as Friday, President Trump being declared the winner or it being clear that he has enough votes to formally say that he will win the state of Arizona.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I know it makes you wonder, doesn't it? You know, we talk about values, talk about these things that we grew up with, and we see them slipping away. And as John Rutherford said, I mean, at the very core, at the very heart of all this, ladies and gentlemen, is that America, Judeo-Christian country, founding, and everything that we know from our beginnings, I almost sound like Joe Biden, you know that thing, but seriously. You know, that has been the foundation of this country. We've turned our back on God, and then we wonder why everything is so discombobulated and the chaos is reigning. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this election, we can't even conduct an election because it's been turned on its head. And you got to understand, this is all manufactured, all right? We can no longer count on the things that we used to be able to count on. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, what's your insight? You know, what are you making of all this madness?
Well, right now, I think that these are the important things I would tell people. First and foremost, we don't know the winner of the election from the president yet, and the Trump campaign is adamant that Arizona has been called too early, and we need to do everything we can to follow what they are saying and pay attention to what they are saying, because they know who is on the ground and who has voted. And so that's the most important thing. The second thing is this. The media has been lying to us. Bill, you and I have talked about this.
Yes.
We know that the mainstream media cannot be trusted. But we saw the results of that on Tuesday night. And they told us there would be a blue wave. They told us it would be a blowout election for Joe Biden. They told us that the Senate would most likely, you know, would be going to the Democrats. They said Susan Collins would lose. There wasn't a single poll out of Maine that said Susan Collins would win. Yeah. They scared people. They scared Republicans, making Republicans think that Lindsey Graham was in trouble. They convinced Democrats to give them $100 million to run against Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
I may have those numbers wrong, but it was
it was over $100 million. I mean, they just in Senate races alone, I think all total, we're talking well over $1 billion. And Jenny Beth, to your earlier point, when you consider all the in-kind support that they got from the mainstream media, I mean, when the analysts look at it at the end of the day, we're probably looking at $4 or $5 billion that went to these various Senate races and even. Congressional races, these key congressional races where they had targeted particular seats. And, we won't find that out until down the road, because there was so much stuff that's going on, and we're not even talking about big tech and what they put, you know, the amount of grease that even Zuckerberg and his wife put in, something like $400 million, you know, that were targeted towards all these election facilities. And that is going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Why would they be spending money to grease the skids of these election officials, but to make sure that the outcome was exactly what they expected?
Well, and that is exactly right. And the fact is, it wasn't what they expected. They were wrong, and they knew they were wrong. Jake Tapper, even on CNN, said when Texas and Florida did not go blue, he said, oh, yeah, we knew that wasn't really going to go blue and that it would not be close. Well, why did they tell the American people for weeks that they thought it would? It's
yes.
Because they were lying and they were trying to affect the election. And now we're supposed to believe everything that they tell us, like what they're saying about Arizona. We can't, I'm sorry, but we cannot believe it. We will believe what is legitimate votes and when they are counted. But right now, the media has lost all credibility.
Right.
And so if it's a legitimate vote, I'm all for counting every legitimate vote. But you
exactly.
don't get to say, oh, I don't like the results, so I'm going to go cast my ballot to change the election.
Right.
Everyone stops voting on the same day so mm-hmm. we can figure out what everyone thinks.
Well, it's one thing whether you cast your vote during the time, but the other thing is when you say, well, I don't like the results, so, hey, is there a U-Haul sitting back there that's got thousands of empty ballots that we can grab on and influence the vote? And you tell me that's not
yeah.
happening.
Yeah, and so every legitimate, every legal vote should be counted. If you're playing a game with a five-year-old and the five-year-old goes and tries to change the rules because in the middle of the game because they want to affect the outcome and rig it to win, we all know that's cheating. You
yeah.
don't get to cheat and you don't get to steal. And
even five-year-olds know that, Jenny Beth. Five-year-olds know that. It's not fair, you know? And
right.
and so
right.
here we are. We're seeing the same thing. It's a natural reaction when we know things have been rigged and we've been set up. I mean, the Democrats said a while ago, and I thought it was rather odd, and I think you and I touched on this, is when they said that they were going to have to get the military to come in and remove the president, you know, from the Oval Office. They go, where is that? What is that? Where's that coming from? I mean, again, it's all part and parcel of this expected outcome that they've been, rigging on us. And, you know, here we are. I mean, the potentiality of all this thing is extensive.
It is. So I'm sure people are going, well, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? But right now, Tea Party Patriots has set up a website to help with people who want to go volunteer and show up at events. Right now, what we are working on right now is having demonstrations outside of voting places so that you can make your voice heard. The state party and the campaign, your local state Republican Party or the campaigns can plug you into more of the poll watching type activities. But if people want to know how to get involved, they can go to teapartypatriots.org and click on the Protect the Vote banner. Freedom Works is outside in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona today. Tea Party Patriots is outside in Georgia. I'm headed down to downtown Atlanta as soon as we hang up the phone. And then there are also people in Nevada. And there are people spreading out and flying in from around the country to just show up and demonstrate and show that you are not going to allow this election to be stolen. And that is one of the most important things people can do. And even if you can't fly to be there, that's okay. Just help share and get the word out so people in those areas know where they can go and have something productive to do other than just yelling at the television or getting really angry. We need to make sure we are doing productive and constructive things right now.
And this will be consequential. I know some people hear you and they go, well, you know, is that really going to change anything? If you just stay home and complain at the TV, it's not going to change anything whatsoever. I'll guarantee you that. But the other thing is when you have this many people coming on this problem, it brings light to the darkness. And it also emboldens and encourages everybody, because I think if ever America needed courage once again, it is now, because we're being taken over. I mean, we were told in the 2016 election, oh, it was the Russians. It was all this Russian manipulation. And all along, I mean, you and I talked about it. Go forget about that. Look at the domestic interference that's been taking place. And a lot of, some of this has been very subtle. I mean, to the point, Jenny Beth, and one of the things that I heard repeatedly on election night was that the people were afraid to say anything. You know, what's this silent majority? What is this, you know, this quiet army of people? I mean, you can't be quiet when you're in war. I mean, you've got to speak up. And you know, but their voices have been squashed all in the name of political correctness, that, oh, you can't say you're supporting Donald Trump, or I'll key your car, or I'm going to throw a brick through your window, and that kind of junk that's been going. That, look it, freedom comes at a cost. And we have to stand up against the atrocities and this aggression against our freedom and our liberties. Otherwise, hey, we're going to be controlled by the mob, Jenny Beth.
Absolutely. Now is not the time to sit silently by. Now is the time to get active and engaged. Make sure that the media knows more, and that the left knows, and that those people inside those buildings know we're not going to let them. We're not sitting by while they try to steal the election. We will not stand for that.
Well, they're not only stealing the election, they're stealing our government, Jenny Beth. I mean, think about it.
They're stealing our government and our future.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. And the only way they can take it is if we the people just sit back and let it happen to us. I mean, we have to a varying degree. That's why we're at the point where we are today. But look at, where's the line in the sand? If the line in the sand isn't today and right now, then how much worse is it going to be down the road, and our kids and grandkids are going to say, oh, thank you very much for the help. We really appreciate it. Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, where can they be in touch with you? Real quick, 5 seconds.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making the grocery shopping experience more accessible for customers who would like to use SNAP EBT benefits while shopping online. Customers with a SNAP EBT card can order groceries from Amazon at no additional cost and no membership required. SNAP participants can also enjoy the benefits of Amazon's low prices, vast selection, with free and convenient home delivery available. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson.
At Amazon, we're always looking for ways to improve the shopping experience and are dedicated to making grocery shopping accessible for all of our customers. With online acceptance of SNAP EBT, customers can access a wide selection of everyday food on Amazon Grocery and fresh produce, meat, and more from Amazon Fresh in most metropolitan regions.
SNAP customers can find budget-saving options and exclusive discounts across beloved grocery brands. For more information about the program, visit amazon.com/snap. Again, that's amazon.com/snap.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I do what is right for America. I do what's right for America. It's made me a lot of enemies in Washington, but I wear their opposition as a badge of honor. And if I don't sound like a typical Washington politician, it's because I'm not a politician. And if I don't always play by the rules of Washington and the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fight harder than any president has ever fought for the great people of this country.
I'll tell you, for all that he's done for our country, it's up to us. I mean, he has really been the example in leading the way and has encouraged us in so many things. If you notice this about Donald Trump, and I shared this with the Tea Party group in Florida that I was speaking to, I said, you know, what comes to mind for me personally is Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, do whatever you want to feel about it. But when he says something, he will continue to sit on it. Sit on that truth that he believes in. I mean, you can count on that. I don't see Donald Trump as one who vacillates like most politicians that will go along the way depending on the direction and force of the wind of influence, especially on the Beltway. Donald Trump will speak something. He sits on the truth. And this is quite encouraging because you know what you can count on from Donald Trump, unlike the typical politician on the D.C. Beltway and unlike what some Americans have been led to believe. And in choosing, you know, one Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the leaders for the next 4 years. But, of course, the votes are still out. It is absolute madness, no doubt. But I would say be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen, because this is something that we have to go through. And, you know, Rick Manning, I got to bring Rick Manning on right now. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you know, this people should be encouraged by this because how many other countries around the world could challenge an election process like this and potentially have some remedy?
Well, you know, that's a great point. And it's one thing people need to really understand is that the election isn't over until it's over. And the left understands this because they continue to count ballots until they have enough to win. Mm-hmm. And we have to start understanding that because we have to then use the legal resources and have the legal system jump in and say, no, you're not allowed to do that. I think that we're going to see some good news in the next 2 days out of Arizona and out of Nevada, where I think Donald Trump will win both of those states. And when that occurs, it will all come down to Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Will that, Rick, will be exposed in those two states, these initial states, Arizona and Nevada, will it point to some systemic process that the Democrats have used? Joe Biden himself declared, just last week, that they had assembled the best voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. I mean, it's a pretty bold statement to make, but I find that, the one thing about people that do things that are evil and wrong, they end up self-indicting. And particularly in the Democratic Party, because I can go back and look at statements from Lois Lerner, even Barack Obama, others, that make statements and they go, and Hillary Clinton, you go, wait a minute, you just indicted yourself. I mean, even like with what happened with Ukraine, on the quid pro quo question, I mean, the Democrats are impeaching the president over a phone call, and they got their former vice president on tape bragging about how he withheld money until he got the preferred result, which was get rid of that prosecutor who's going after my son.
Yeah, the left has double standards, and they're allowed to have those double standards because 93% of the media is owned by people who agree with them. And in a world where, and we've talked about the religious ramifications of some of this, and this isn't religion, this is just truth.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus stood in front of Pilate and told Pilate that he was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth? Caius Veritas."
Yeah.
And basically saying, "Truth is what I say is truth." Well, that's the same thing we're watching right now.
Right.
And the question is, will people who believe in truth stand up and say that they demand win or lose, that Trump may fall short of votes and legitimately mm-hmm. fall short of the votes, but that we have an honest accounting of the elections in five states. And that includes the three I previously mentioned in terms of Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, but also Wisconsin and Michigan, where we have dead people who we know have voted in Michigan. A guy died in 1984,
right.
voted in this year. It's a pretty good deal.
Well, California's got over 1 million people. I mean, 3 million in total, according to Judicial Watch, that are on their voter rolls that they never cleaned up. They were supposed to clean up 1.5 million, and most of them were dead. And I think,
right.
And this is the other miraculous thing about the Democratic Party. Only with the Democrats can somebody die Republican and they revive them to vote Democrat.
That's true. That's an old joke, but it has a reason it's old is because it's true.
Yeah.
And, here's the thing. I'm going to just, rather than complain about the problem, let me give you what the solution is. And it kills me because I really am a big believer in federalism. But
mm-hmm.
We cannot have our national elections decided by states that don't follow any rules.
Right.
So we need to have one set of election laws nationwide for our federal elections. Mm-hmm. We have to have the election day be a national holiday. So, and we have to have the only people eligible to vote by mail being the military and those with a really good excuse, like I can't get to the polls because I'm in a nursing home.
Exactly.
I can't get to the polls because we have to make voting by mail rare,
mm-hmm.
because voting by mail is the easiest way to cheat in the world, because not only is there no ID, you can have somebody steal your mail out of the mailbox and take your vote away from you.
Exactly.
So that's what we need to do. That's the reform that needs to happen. But how we get through this is Wisconsin had, in some places, 101% of the people voted.
Yeah.
Okay? Wisconsin's election has to be invalidated. They have to do a new election, and it needs to be rapid, and it's not by mail. It's all in person. That's
yes.
what has to happen in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, if it's proven that there's been enough voter fraud in Michigan, and we think there has been, then Michigan has to redo their election. And the federal courts, the Supreme Court's going to have to order this.
Mm-hmm.
if Pennsylvania, if Philadelphia keeps counting votes until they get enough to win, and that's then effectively the Supreme Court has to step in and say, you've violated the principles, one person, one vote. You no longer, we're going to run a federal election. They've right. run federal elections before in this country. They did it in the South during Reconstruction. They've run federal government has taken over elections in the South during the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. So federal oversight of those elections in the states where there's cheating. And so there's a fair vote. So people know, and this is the most important thing, win or lose, Americans have to know that the person that's in the White House was legitimately elected.
Exactly. And of course, who was the one that brought it up going back to 2000? It's been the Democrats that questioned the legitimacy of a duly elected president, in the midst of all the hanging chads. And whenever they don't get the expected outcome, that's what they default to and claim that President Trump, for example, was illegitimate. And that's what could justify an impeachment process and all this other crap that, this country
exactly
has gone
right.
through.
And the difference is in this election, they were caught off guard in 2016 because they did not believe that Donald Trump could win.
Right.
And you have to plan to cheat.
Yes.
You don't just start it. You have to plan it. Yeah. And so they did not believe he could win. And he surprised them and he did.
Yeah.
And so they spent the next 4 years saying he was illegitimate. Russia, 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 and all that, which was just made up crap. And they had but this time, they said, he will not win. We will not win.
And all the powers of the media, including big tech, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to see this. What they did, I was just sharing with Jenny Beth Martin just a moment ago from the Tea Party Patriots
Great
Foundation,
person.
Is that, look at, this system was so rigged, everybody but big tech got into this big time. Rick, we will not know. We can only estimate the in-kind promotion advertising and even the subtle things as one former Facebook insider had said that, look, we can push buttons. We can do stuff in the shadows you can't even trace that'll influence millions of vote. And so, we don't even realize what a monster has been created all in this platform of artificial intelligence controlled by these, these media power brokers. I mean, they're not there as a utility anymore. They're there to influence and control. And these are modern day American oligarchs. This is what's been allowed to, to rise up and control us. And because that's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they make no bones about it. And oh, by the way, one of the things they do, they silo us.
Yes.
So, we don't see what the left is seeing. But more importantly, people in the middle who don't care about politics, they get fed a line nonstop. And it's about negative Trump. It's negative. You just look at it. And I've looked at what they do. And it is it's demonstrable that they manipulate people and seek to manipulate people. Because you know who knows more about you than your wife or your husband? Facebook and Google.
Yeah.
Because they know every search you've made, and they can say exactly who you are and what push your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why those two companies are the two most dangerous companies in the world.
Yeah, because they've got the science and they've got the algorithms, they've got it all planned out, and they know our proclivities, Rick, even more so. Regardless of, whether you're a Christian or not and you're ruled of God, they've got this stuff down and it's all locked in. And it's not just us. I mean, it's the body politic. Over 350 million people in America, all manipulated, all controlled right now. And the era of Big Brother is alive and well. And the power levers, forget about the government, just of our own world now in America is all up in question. Rick Manning, always appreciate your insight, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Bye.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.